Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Midsummer Festival in 2026 is exploring queer histories and futures. Today, we're joined by Ben Gratz, a.k.a. Miscellaneous. Thanks for jumping on and talking with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can you give yourself a little bit of an intro? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Who am I? Who am I today? So my name is Ben Gratz, and I'm actually currently on Bundjalung country, but born and raised on Larrakia country up in Darwin. My family, my mum's side, come from Malak Malak, which is Daly River region, Murrin clan, which is Iwadja, also Kungurrugan, which is around Litchfield, and also Badu Island on the Torres Strait. And my dad is of German, English, Irish descent.
Can you tell us a little bit about who you are? Who is Ben, but also who is Miscellaneous?
So my name is Ben, as I mentioned, and I am an entertainer. So I'm a trained actor. But over the years, I've also developed the skills of directing and creative directing and producing. So I work on my own shows, but I also help to produce other events, or I creatively direct other events as well. I've worked on the National Indigenous Music Awards up in Darwin, and also was the founder of Gurumalung Festival, which is up in Darwin as well. And Miscellaneous, well, she's been around for about 26 years. And she was really born out of my passion for acting and my time in Sydney, where I really explored my identity as a queer man and merged the two and created this fabulous character. So I have been doing drag for 26 years. I've got a number of different characters. I've got a character called Bougainvillea. I also have another character called Misinformation, which was also a part of NITV as well, where we did some work, TV pop box pops during the referendum. And then, of course, I have in my new show, Tina Tropical Love Story, the character of Miss Tina.
Can you tell us a little bit of what is Tina, a Tropical Love Story?
Yeah, Tina, a Tropical Love Story is a show that I created in 2014 for Darwin Festival. And it really is part drag, part storytelling, but also part cabaret. It tells the story of when I was 16 years of age and I saw Tina Turner live in concert in Darwin, at the Darwin Amphitheatre, and how that concert changed my life. So it's a one-hour show that's full of love, joy, and celebrating the iconic Tina Turner, but also tells the story of me growing up in a small town in Darwin as a queer young man up there in Darwin, and then, yeah, celebrating, really. It's a celebration of the life of Tina Turner, including some fabulous artists as well.
This is part of the programming for Melbourne's Midsummer Festival. What would you say to audiences who are keen on seeing a tropical love story? What will they expect to see?
Well, for anyone that would love to come and see Tina, Tropical Love Story, I would say come along. It's a joyous show. I thought I was only going to do it once at Darwin Festival, and it's now been touring around Australia and coming back to Melbourne, actually, to be at the round at Nunawading and during Midsummer, and just so thrilled. And, you know, as I mentioned, we've got some incredible performers. Got the incredible singer, Kian, who's a part of this edition. Thomas Bevan, who 2GC all the way from WA. We've got Sarumsa Suri, who's in it as well, and the Huxleys, and Cleopatra Price, and Dana Dizon, who's in it too. So it's a beautiful cabaret show that really celebrates the life of Tina Turner, but also, you know, being mob and celebrating us as mob, and how Tina has really affected our lives, and being such a champion for our community. And as I mentioned, seeing her live in concert when I was 16 up in Darwin, and I know a lot of people have stories of Tina Turner and how she's inspired their life or maybe changed their lives. So if you love Tina Turner, if you love rock and roll, if you love singing, come along and you will really enjoy this show.
I know you're incredibly involved in the drag scene and the creative industries. What is it like working with mob in these creative industries together to, you know, just create these amazing works and queen out?
Yeah, look, I love it. Like, I'm, you know, I was also one of the co-founders of Miss First Nation, which is a drag beauty pageant, which started in 2017, I think it was. And we just had one recently in Mianjin in Brisbane last year. And through that, I've been able to connect with so many First Nations drag artists from around the country and really create an incredible alumni of First Nations artists. And, you know, I've been a part of the creative industry since 1996 when I first moved to Sydney. Actually, 1995 when I first moved to Perth. And I just love it. Like, it's my passion. It really fills my soul. And I just am so thrilled that I'm able to share the stage with so many incredible First Nations artists as a part of the team. Really, all the work I do is about providing those platforms and showing that visibility and making sure that mob are front and center and have those main stage opportunities. And yeah, I'm just so, I love the creative industries. I love drag, and I'm really excited about this tour and bringing it back to Melbourne and celebrating with the community there. And, you know, our community's been through a lot, particularly, as I mentioned, after the referendum. And I think anything we can do to create joy and bring us together and really celebrate, and I think positive things. So, yeah, I love it. I'm very passionate about it. I'll be doing it for a long time until people say, oh, sit down, we don't want to watch you anymore.
So this show is being put on 6th of February. Can you tell us, for people who are looking forward to attend, where can they go for information, for ticketing? Where is it at?
So you can go to theround.com.au, the Round Theatre in Nunawading. You can have a look there for the tickets and all the information. But as you mentioned, it's on Friday, the 6th of February at 8 p.m. You can also find tickets through Midsummer as well. You can probably stalk me, stalk Miscellaneous or Benny Gratz on Instagram or BRG Productions. All the information will be on there as well. But yeah, have a look, come along. It's such a joyous show. And yeah, I just really want to fill the audience with mob to be there and really celebrate Tina Turner, but also who we are as a fabulous culture.
I want to thank you for jumping on and telling us all about Tina, A Tropical Love Story today.
No, thank you very much for having me.
That was Ben Gratz, a.k.a. Miscellaneous. To find out more information about programming and performances, you can go to The Round or to the Midsummer Festival 2026 website. You're listening to NITV Radio.